Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A kingfisher is perched on a branch over the water, watching a school of salmon fry. When the moment is right, she dives, plunging under the water and emerging with a wiggling fish. It's quite a feat for a kingfisher to catch a fish underwater, because from the air, the fish isn't where it appears to be. Water bends light rays more than air does, and viewed from the surface, the fish is actually a few inches away from where it seems to be. Kingfishers solve this with a special feature in their eyes that we don't have. In the back of the human eye, on the retina, is a little pit called the fovea, with lots of visual cells that creates an area of very acute vision. The kingfisher has not one, but two foveas, separated by a little distance, and their vision shifts smoothly from one to the other as they enter the water. When the kingfisher dives into the water, the second fovea is engaged, and that gives the diving bird high visual acuity at that all-important last moment when it grabs the prey with its bill. A South American fish called Anableps has a similar but opposite arrangement in its eyes. The fish swims right at the water surface and can see above and below the water at the same time. The upper half of its eye is adapted for seeing in the air, and the lower half is adapted for seeing underwater. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.